Track 9. I'm back again to news stories. 1,000 home site will deliver high-quality expansion of town. A planning application for more than 1,000 homes on the outskirts of Newton Abbot has been resubmitted 5 years after the housing developers set to deliver the project said that they were confident it will deliver an extremely high-quality expansion of the town. Bloor Homes is working alongside Redrow Homes to deliver the development, which is part of an NA1, which allocates a site of approximately 160 hectares at Horton Barton to deliver a mixed-use development, including 1,800 homes, 650 of which have already been built as part of Helle Park. The above-mentioned applications were held in abeyance after a series of objections, chiefly from the Environment Agency, who highlighted the need for the expansion of a flood storage area associated with Holbein Dam. Public consultation on the application ends in March. On March the 18th, a meeting of Teignbridge District Council's Planning Committee will take place at Ford House. A decision can therefore be expected in the not-too-distant future on the largest housing development in Newton Abbot for a long time.
Gentlemen Support Transport Charity. A Gentlemen's Rugby Club has donated £500 to a Dawlish charity. The Holcombe Gentlemen's Rugby Club was founded 25 years ago by fans of the sport who frequent the village's Castle Inn pub to watch rugby together, either by going to see live games or watching on television. Since its formation, the club has evolved into a small fundraising organisation to benefit charities and good causes, organising various events centred around the Castle Inn to raise money. Over the years, the club has raised more than £20,000, helping Dawlish-based Ames, Dawlish Community Transport, Tynmouth Rugby Club and Children's Hospice South West. Club members Chris Cole and Martin Parsons visited the team at Dawlish Community Transport to present a donation of £500, which will go towards fundraising for a replacement bespoke built car to take passengers to and from medical appointments.
MP launches campaign against parking firms. Newton Abbot MP Martin Wrigley is preparing to tackle the private parking industry and tighten up regulation. The MP wants to hold private parking companies to account and has launched a campaign for fair play in the industry. He has taken a first step in putting an early day motion before Parliament calling for the establishment of an independent parking regulator with the power to set reasonable charges and enforcement costs. He said, for too long, private parking companies have been allowed to set their own rules and mark their own homework. His campaign comes after he was contacted by Tynmouth resident Norma Richardson, who had received a ticket from UK Parking Control Limited while parked in Newton Road Retail Park in Kingstainton. Martin explained, while Norma had forgotten to display her blue badge when using parking facilities, the tone of the parking charge notice she received, which looks designed to easily be mistaken for a formal penalty charge notice, panicked her into paying the £60 charge demanded rather than risk the increased charges and enforcement actions threatened. When he took up Norma's case, Martin wrote to the directors of the UK Parking Control to remind them of the Parking Code of Conduct. This includes special dispensations which should be offered to disabled persons when such an oversight occurs, including the significantly reduced charge applicable. Norma received an appropriate refund, but only after Martin's direct intervention, rather than what Martin described as the flawed appeal system relied on by the industry.
Fewer prescriptions for diabetes drug. fewer prescriptions were handed out for semaglutide, a drug used to treat diabetes in Devon last year, figures show. Semaglutide is commonly known by the brand names Wegovy or Ozempic. It works by helping the body produce more insulin, reduces the amount of sugar produced by the body, and slows down digestion. Early last year, supply issues with the drug led the NHS to offer tirzepatide as an alternative for diabetes patients. This is commonly known as Mounjaro. Figures from the NHS Open Prescribing Service shows semaglutide appeared on GP prescriptions on an average of 2,227 times a month in the year to November in the former NHS Devon CCG area. This was a fall from 2,320 the year before. While supply issues may have slowed the increase in prescriptions of semaglutide across England and the number of GP prescriptions has still risen, even with the alternatives. These figures are for diabetes patients, as the drugs can currently only be provided by GPs for this reason. However, they can also be prescribed for obesity through specialist NHS weight loss services or private providers. Professor Claire Anderson, president of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society, said rising demand for these drugs was a reflection of their effectiveness. However, she warned the supply of these drugs for diabetes patients should remain a priority as demand for weight loss drugs increases.
Art Group's unique take on collaboration. A unique art group in the heart of Newton Abbot is transforming the way people connect, create and collaborate. Open to everyone, regardless of skill level, High Week Art Group offers a safe and supportive environment for people to explore their creative side. Launched by artist Liz Walker, the group seeks to bring people together and foster a sense of belonging among participants, inspiring creativity in a welcoming, inclusive space. I've been an art teacher for pretty much my whole career, but also as a practicing artist, Liz said. I had to give up teaching as I have arthritis, so I could no longer do it full time. But I carried on working in the community, Liz added. From children, secondary school pupils, specialist care groups and dementia patients, Liz has taught art, design and craft to learners of all abilities from age 4 to 104. Liz led an art group in Coldingham, Scotland, for many years before relocating to Devon with her partner. And since its inception around 2 years ago, High Week Art Group has steadily gained both momentum and membership. Each week, members explore different kinds of drawing and painting techniques, often working to a loose theme. The artwork that is produced becomes a part of a themed gallery, uploaded to a dedicated See Sparkle web page. It's grown really quickly. It's been so important for the people that come. They formed attachments with one another, Liz said. The group are hoping to hold an exhibition at the High Week Inn in the summer, though an official date has yet to be decided upon. The community-based art group runs from 10 to 12:30 p.m. every Thursday at High Week Village Hall. And for more information, email Liz on liz@thebeachhut@yahoo.co.uk.